Welcome to Modular Day. We're here with Avery, the co-founder and CTO of Aptos. And you've got some contrary beliefs. So you just had a good panel, and you're here at Modular Day. Maybe let's unpack that a bit. Modular versus monolithic. I know you're a big move guy. What are these contrary beliefs?
So I'll say what we think about when we think, you know, modular versus, say, monolithic or integrated stacks. One of the key differences is, think about cars, for example. You know, if I might have a Lexus, I might have a Range Rover, might have a Toyota. I can take those pieces together and try to build a Ferrari, but it's really, really hard, right? So if I was building a Ferrari out of the box, I need special springs, I need special materials, I need certain tires that make sense for this particular stack. And without being able to kind of change every layer of the stack, it's really, really hard to build a high-performance vehicle. And that's the kind of, I think, the way you think about building Aptos. All the way from move, all around storage, we'd be able to change every single piece to optimize for the best user experience, for the best performance, for the best security for that infrastructure.
So even using specialized code bases from different different projects and putting them together, it'll get you close to the Ferrari, but you're saying that to get the full Ferrari, owning your stack is the way to do it. But what about, what if people are going to question your centralization or your bootstrapping your own economic security and your validator set, and questions about whether you can scale to a billion users or even just 10 million. Kind of how do you stack up against kind of these modular stacked chains?
It's a great question. So when we think about security, actually developing a single stack is much, much easier to secure. You don't have to test 100 different iterations of pairing this piece with that piece and trying to put it together a test framework. That's very, very hard to verify. It allows us to focus as well. We have limited resources from developer teams. I think that's something that's across the board true. It also reduces the communication. Having it in a single community of developers for the Move and Aptos ecosystem, there have been more than 400 developers that have contributed to the code base. It can be very decentralized from a developer standpoint. It can also be very decentralized from a network standpoint. The metrics we care about from decentralization are thinking about things like Nakamoto coefficient, liveness coefficient, and for those metrics, Aptos is up there with all the top L1s. So we do believe it's very possible to build those things in a very decentralized fashion. With respect to the last piece about scalability, that has to do with the way you design your software stack and being able to produce something that is heavily and highly parallelizable all the way from the top, the way you think about the constructs of the language, all the way down to the low-level infrastructure, and then being able to take the system resources you have, whether it's CPU, memory, SSDs, and then spreading that software stack across multiple machines, you can actually scale your software to support billions of people quite easily, the same way you think about cloud scalability.
So you guys are fans of the Move VM-based rollups coming out, but have some thoughts of your own, and that's the beauty of crypto, is you get to play with options and experiments and make your own design choices, and kind of the market lets the winners and the losers and the middle kind of fall into their own respective places. So kind of final question here, what are your thoughts with Move VM, EVM, other VMs? Like what is the future of the execution layer, and where are you placing your bets?
Oh, great question. So I mean, what we'd love to see, of course, is the Move VM be used everywhere across the ecosystem. And so we're super excited about teams like Move and even Celestia adopting the Move VM and making it a core piece of the technology stack. Fundamentally, what we believe is there has to be a change from the way we think about smart contract development today. It's got to be safer from core principles and core design. We've done that from the way we think about the language architecture, making fewer ways to shoot yourself in the foot. We've added things like the Move Prover, which allow you to formally verify security properties of the Aptos framework, which is the base layer, as well as your application, producing a new paradigm in the way you think about, for instance, DeFi. Imagine a formally verified secure DeFi stack that changes the way we think about security. Like all those things, are things we're excited about with Move. And we think that other languages and VMs will get there eventually, but we can move faster than anybody else in that space.
Yeah, I think I was listening to a panel earlier from a collection of VCs who are doing modular and a variety of other kind of sectors. And one of the things that, not only on the VC front, but on the liquid front, that these funds are talking about is they can't deploy capital into Solidity-based DeFi when the yields aren't like outstandingly high to adjust for the risk to reward. But the guy specifically mentioned DeFi in a Move VM-based system with formal verification baked in allows them to justify the decision to their LPs and to the broader fund with the risk structure of taking those kind of capital allocations. So I think that's a good example of why you're bullish there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Avery. Pleasure, man.
Pleasure as well.
Cheers.